online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Three men have been found guilty of killing a homeless man near Maidstone. 21-year-old Razvan Serbu was found beaten to death in Woodland in Tovel last May. Two 19-year-olds were convicted by a jury of murdering him. Another man, who's 20, was deemed unfit to stand trial for murder, but was also found to have done the act. DCI Tony Pledger has just spoken outside court.
This was a complex and difficult investigation, and I want to pay tribute to the police officers and staff who have worked tirelessly in this case to bring it to court. I also want to pay tribute to Razvan's mother, who has dealt with her son's death and this trial with the greatest courage.
They'll be sentenced next Tuesday.
KMFM News.
A lorry driver's been arrested after three men in their 30s died and another was seriously injured in a crash on the A2 near Canterbury. The car the group were in hit the HGV, which was parked on the London-bound carriageway near Dunkirk early yesterday morning. A 35-year-old from France has been questioned on suspicion of causing death by reckless or dangerous driving. A report into last year's Manchester Arena bombing is making recommendations to ensure victims' voices are heard. An independent panel appointed by the Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, has been looking at how local public bodies are prepared. He says he met them this week to discuss the need for all parts of the community to tackle growing violent extremism.
I've asked them to challenge all of the communities of Greater Manchester to consider what more they might do to tackle extremism and bring forward proposals to that effect.
The Mayor of London says Donald Trump's decision not to come to the UK shows he's got the message from Londoners. The US President says he won't be opening the new American embassy because he thought the building's move was a bad deal. Concerns are growing for a man from Margate who's gone missing during a trip to Eastbourne. 30-year-old Daniel Holland was last seen wearing a white shirt, jeans, jacket and flat cap in the early hours of this morning.
This is KMFM.
A major summit's taking place today on how businesses in Kent are going to be affected by Brexit. MPs, company bosses and academics are meeting at the Uni of Kent to debate how the county can prepare for Britain leaving the EU. Dr. Fragiscos Philippeos is from Kent Business School who've organised it.
The key goal is to share that best practice, inform and let politicians know how they can foster that best practice, how they can help and support businesses through policy making in order to prepare them, and how the businesses can become successful in the next 10 to 15 years.
A Kent MP has hired lawyers to try and find out why he's been suspended by the Conservative Party. Dover and Deal's Charlie Elphick was struck off in November following serious allegations, although he's never been told what they are. He says he's working with a legal team to try and find answers. A local winemaker says they expect to double in size over the next few years. Chapel Down, which is based in Tenterden, has managed to raise £20 million in shares to invest in their vineyards. They've seen sales increase after being stocked at the wedding of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and becoming the wine supplier of number 10. John Donaghy Spire is from the company.
English wine is at a really exciting stage. Everyone's planting, everyone's expanding, demand is outstripping supply. It couldn't be more exciting, really, for English wine, and Chapel Down is at the forefront of that.
And another star's been announced for Kent's Game of Thrones-inspired festival this spring. Dean Charles Chapman, who played King Tom and Baratheon in the show, will be at Thronefest in Quex Park in Birchington in May.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and Gillingham welcomed struggling Rochdale to Priestfield this weekend for only their second game of 2018. Molly's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, last weekend's match was postponed because of the FA Cup. Manager Steve Lovell says it's been a welcome break.
Obviously, we played the five games in 13 days, so it was nice for the boys to have a couple of days off, but we've been back in and obviously training and preparing for the game on Saturday.
The Jewels are currently 16th in the League One table and undefeated in their last five matches. Staying with football, in Everton boss Sam Allardyce says he wants to sign Theo Walcott from Arsenal on a permanent deal. He says it's by no means done yet, but they're working on it. Meanwhile, Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says nothing is decided on Alexis Sanchez's future. The forward's been linked with a move to Manchester City since the summer, but it's now reported Manchester United are also interested. And Asia have the advantage over Europe after day one of the Eurasia Cup Golf. England's Tommy Fleetwood and Paul Casey delivered one of just two wins for Thomas Bjorn's side in Malaysia as the team ended the session trailing by 3.5 points to 2.5.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.